KMA-Land football has officially got playoffs all over the place now. In Missouri, we are going to be kicking off their first round. On the line with us, we have Dalton Jones, the head coach of the Rockport Blue Jays, putting together a fine season here this fall. They'll be taking on that rival, East Atchison, trying to take them down once again on the year. Coach Jones, let's kind of go over the year, though, as a whole. You guys have maintained an undefeated record, 9-0. Had a pretty good test there in this last week against Mound City. So kind of give us a summary of what the Blue Jays did really well, then talk about that tough one with Mound City.
It's been a good year. We started off with a really tough opponent in Worth County, and that was a battle, a four-quarter battle there. And that really kind of set the tone for us, I think, all season. And after that, we've just grinded out. We've gotten better each week, I think. Our guys are trying to do the right things. They're competitors in practice. They're a fun group to go watch in practice because they're always trying to get better. It's just been week after week of us getting better, working on the little things, taking opponents very seriously and taking our job seriously and getting the job done. The last game of the season, Mount City gave us a little bit of a test. We were up 30-0 at halftime, and I think it was just easy for us knowing it's, the 9-0s on the line. We're getting ready to win a conference title, and I think we just kind of took our I think it was easy for us to take the foot off the gas pedal, and I think we did just a little bit. Not that we looked at that and were okay with it. Our guys we saw some things and our guys felt some things that we needed to feel going into the playoffs. So I think that ultimately that was good, and good on Mount City for the things they did. They're a good football team and well coached. So we had a good season, but now we're 0-0. Everybody's 0-0, and it's just try to go 1-0.
As we're heading into that postseason, how about some leaders for the Blue Jays? Who's been performing really well here this fall?
Offensively, Brock Holmes has 1,700 yards. He's been running really, really hard. Scored a lot of touchdowns, a lot of conversion for us. He just scores a ton of points. But he's backed up with a good offensive line. Ryder Hampton, Dave Gephardt, Dayton Hayes, and Quentin Jackson. Those guys really play hard up front. And then defensively, it's a lot of the same names. We've got Jack Meyerkorth on the defensive backfield, who's leading the state, or one of the leaders in the state, and interceptions. He makes a ton of tackles for us. We got Tayden Cook and Camden McEnany as our linebackers, and then up front you've got Quentin Jackson, Ryder Heron, and Gabe Gephardt. Those guys, just our defensive coordinator does a good job of getting those guys in the right spots. But our guys play hard. We try to be physical. We're trying to fly around and make tackles, and we're just trying to do our jobs. Those guys, I've got a good core group of leaders that really hold everybody accountable and really work hard for us. So these guys are just fun to coach.
Like we mentioned earlier, we're moving on to that postseason. You'll be taking on East Atchison, but it'd be silly for anyone to not throw away records when it comes to a rivalry and a postseason matchup. So what are just expectations heading into that one?
Well, for us, it's just, we got to do our jobs. We got to win. You got to win. It's win or go home at this point. It's a rivalry game. I think, they came off of a big win last Friday against Platte Valley. So I know their confidence will be up. And, we've had time here to refresh and get ourselves ready to go off of a bye week. So I think for us, it's just going to be about, just going after it. Just being physical up front with our offensive line, being physical with our defensive line and making tackles. They've got some good players. They're well coached. They're going to have a good game plan against us. So we just need to stay the course, do it one play at a time, and I think we'll be all right.
So come Friday, what's kind of almost the very first thing you want to see out of your team when they get on the field there, when it can be taken on East Atchison? What's priority number one?
Priority number one is be physical. From the gate. We want to establish the run, establish the line of scrimmage, whether it's offense or defense. That's where we try to make our money. That's where we try to really take advantage of teams, is we feel like we have a really good offensive line, good core group up front, good defensive line up front. So I think that's what we need to do first, is establish our physicality and set the tone for how the playoffs will be for us.
right, that is head coach Dalton Jones of the Rockport Blue Jays heading into the Missouri playoffs here, taking on East Atchison coming this Friday. We'll be there for that KMA Extreme. So, hey, Coach, thank you for getting this in. I appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.